You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Aloha. Hi, everyone. It's Elizabeth Powell.
And it's Joseph Grassa. Welcome to this week's segment of Tech Trend Investments.
Yes, yes, yes. So we're continuing our segment about travel because we all left you on cliffhangers last week. It's always fun when you get really excited and you find out about something and then you're like, oh no, I have to stay tuned until next week. That's the goal, right? Let's find out as much as we can.
Hopefully we didn't have you sitting at your either at your computer or in your car waiting for this week's episode, because that would just be unfortunate.
Right. So I'm in Hawaii still. I've been in Hawaii almost like a month now, and then I just flew into Kona today from Honolulu. So I've been in Honolulu and now I'm in Kona, and oh my gosh, I miss it so much. I love Hawaii so much, and the weather and the temperament is different. Like the feeling is different, the lifestyle is different, the islands are different. So each island you go to in Hawaii is has like a different weather, different type of food, different type of culture, and different landscape. And the beautiful thing about Kona is it's the volcano island. Like, it's famous for the volcano island and everybody knows it for being the big island. But the water is like surreal. It's azul color, like cerulean. It's aqua blue. It's like bright blue. And the reason being is because of the volcano. So the volcano rock makes everything so pretty. Like, over here it's just like beautiful. But yeah, I'm super happy. And then the temperature is different too. So when I left, it was probably like 76, 80 degrees over in Honolulu. Ooh. And now in Kona, I didn't even look at the temperature. It's probably the same, but there's more humidity. So it feels more tropical. And I feel like this time I'm on vacation, where before I work and travel, that's what I do. But on the other island, I felt more business orientated. And here I feel like I'm on vacation again.
It has to be because of the volcano and the humidity from the volcanic rock. It has to be.
Something.
There's something about it.
Yeah, but it's so beautiful, like all the lush landscape. But I mean, Oahu is beautiful too. If you go to the North Shore where all the surfers go, and it's not as city orientated. Like, if you're going into Honolulu, it's like the big major town where all the skyscrapers are and all the condos sit on the water and on the beach. And it's more, I would say, like Japanese orientated in Honolulu, but it's great for shopping. It's great for nightlife. It's great for easy access to everything. Everything's like centrally located, and then you can go see the beautiful beaches too, where Kona and Kauai are more spread out, and Maui's more spread out too. So to explore the islands, you can either take a car or go to one certain location and then see the beaches and the towns and all of the volcanoes or whatever you're going to seek. In Kauai, go see all the waterfalls. But yeah, so hopefully I'm getting you all like in the mood to travel.
I'm in the mood to travel again. I just got home from my last trip, and I'm already preparing myself to look for the next one. So when you start traveling, it's hard to stop traveling, because you want to keep going, you want to keep moving, you want to keep exploring, and it's really addicting to go and just hop on a plane and go somewhere new. It's the adrenaline rush that we get. It's the thrill seeking, and not everyone has it, but I think when you do it the first time or you do it a couple times, you really understand, okay, this is for me. I want to travel. I want to go out and explore.
Yeah. And most people just go away for a week or 2 weeks out of the whole entire year. They work 50 weeks out of the year, and then they only travel 2 weeks out of the year. So the goal is to get you all affordable prices in like awesome destinations and beautiful locations, and able to spread out your vacation over the whole entire year versus just having to take those 2 weeks. Like, if you can get mini getaways and go away for 4 or 5 days and go to some destination, or take a quick trip, or, you know, take longer trips. If you're able to work remote, the good thing about COVID is a lot of people are able to work remote now, where before they weren't. And the bad thing about COVID is we had COVID, right? I mean, like, but I like traveling in Hawaii too. The benefits, like when we've been away or going, like if you go out of state or you go to an island or you go anywhere, now we have grocery delivery, we have food delivery, so you don't necessarily need a car like you did before, and so that makes things convenient. In fact, I have I just landed in Kona like an hour ago. I'm staying in a condo, and it's like steps to the stand, steps to the water. You can see the ocean from my balcony, which is awesome. But I have groceries being delivered to me in an hour after the show. I'll have like fresh water and fresh vegetables and fruit, and I won't have to go out and get it. It all comes to me now.
That is a life. Oh my God. Last week I was able to see the ocean from a balcony, and now I'm stuck at home, and I look out the window and I see snow.
So. Yeah, but most people, like where you're living at is a destination for them to go visit. Like that's something that they would want to do. They would want to go to the snow.
100%. And for a lot of people, they like to sit in one place and they like to just enjoy the place where they are. And they like to explore places that are new. That's why for me being in Canada, people like to come and visit and explore and see what we have here. But when you're from here and you've lived here your whole life, it's not exactly something you'd like getting used to.
Yeah, I mean, everybody also wants to come and visit SoCal too, like San Diego and Orange County and Hollywood and LA, and when you're around it all the time, or Disneyland.
Oh my God, around, Disneyland!
Right? Yeah. Whenever I talk to people in Europe, they're always excited. They're like, oh, Vegas! I want to go to Vegas. I'm like, oh, okay, it's 4 hours away from us. We just drive or hop on a plane for 30 minutes and get there. Or they're like, I want to see Hollywood. I want to see LA. I'm like, well, it's not that exciting, but you can go see it. They're just really super excited to go out there. Or the beaches of California. And then same thing with Canada, all the pretty places out there. So name a couple places out there that people like to go visit.
The CN Tower. We got the Niagara Falls, the Eaton Center in Toronto, the CN Tower, like I said. Like those are destinations. But it's the small things that I think I personally look for, like the little hole-in-the-wall places that you wouldn't expect. They give you a taste of culture and really the place where you are. Because you go to a more known place, and anywhere you travel, you're gonna get the classic tourist kind of experience. But if you're going to like the small mom-and-pop shops or the small places where only like the locals know, you're really immersing yourself in the culture and in the vibe of the place that you are. For example, like when I go to New York, you don't go to like the Nobu or all the fancy restaurants. You go to the chip where you get like the Philly cheesesteaks and all the stuff on the side of the road and chopped cheese and all that fun stuff. And you really immerse yourself in that culture as much as it's fantasized on social media and how you should go out and explore these smaller places, like especially like the chopped cheese places and all that stuff in New York. Like that's just an example. You can really learn a lot more about the people there and what they go through on a day-to-day basis. And that's what I really like about traveling is just immersing myself into their culture. And cause it's completely different when you go from your day-to-day life to someone else's and you realize, and you're grateful for the things that you have.
Yeah. Traveling like a local is the best. Like if you go into where all the tourist areas are and all the hotels of all the tourist areas are, you don't get to see everything. You just see what they want to show you. But if you go and like stay locally and stay and hang out with the locals, you can learn so much more. Like when I traveled in Ireland, so the fun thing is if you go and stay, you can stay in a castle or you can go stay. Yeah, you can stay in a castle. So there's tons of castles in Ireland, but you can actually stay in a castle and spend the night in a castle.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And then there's the greenery. And when you're driving down the roads and sheep are crossing, so you find out the stories about the sheep. So the way that they herd their sheep is they paint the side of their fur a color based on what their like farm is. So you'll see sheep with like pink on the side of them or green on the side of them or like a red and green stripe on their fur. So they're able to find out which sheep are theirs because they all just merge together based on like what type of paint is on the side of their fur. So you're driving down the road, like some remote place, trying to catch another location and going around Ireland. And the sheep are like running across the street. And then you're playing chicken with the other car because it's a one lane. So you pull over to the side and let the other car pass. And then sheep will run across. But yes, so you can stay at it. So the different places to stay when you go stay locally in all the countries or in the United States or in California, there's a lot of different options to immerse yourself locally. You can stay at an Airbnb or you can stay on a resort.
So I actually have a comment on that. There, resorts, you can somewhat feel like you're immersed in the culture. And this is from me traveling last to the Dominican and staying on a resort. You can feel immersed in their culture and really get to know the people, like the workers there, but you won't know how they actually live. Like if you talk to them and you really learn more about them, yeah, you'll find out the things that they want you to know, but you won't really see or experience it unless you stay off the resort. So for going to Dominican, let's say you go to a resort. If you can, if you feel safe, if you're with a nice group of people that you trust, and then I'd say go on an excursion, take a drive out, go experience what their day-to-day lives are outside of the resort. It's 100% worth it. I've done it multiple times, and I'd highly recommend if you go to the Dominican, go with a group of people, stay safe. It's anywhere you go, any country like that, it's never safe to go alone. Just be with a group of people. That's all I have to say. Although, Elizabeth, you like to travel alone, and you may have some comments and tips and tricks if people are traveling to destinations that are unfamiliar to them on what tips and tricks they can do to maybe stay safer while they're out there.
Yeah, so if you're traveling, so I travel so much that not all my friends or family or people that I know have that available time. And I have the travel bug. I just love to go see as much as I can and stay as many places as I can. So especially traveling as a female, you have to be like more aware of what's going on in your surroundings. And you have to act like you are from there. Because it's not the locals that will bug people. It's the people coming from other countries in to talk to the tourists, like to try and get the tourists to buy things from them. It's not the locals that do it. The locals are so wonderful. Like the locals are very hospitable and very friendly. Like when I came into Fiji, I flew into Fiji and I took a shuttle, and the man was like so sweet that he invited me to dinner with his family. I asked to stop, like I wanted to stop at the grocery store on the way to the resort because the resorts usually have small kitchens where they'll have a microwave and a refrigerator and blenders and coffee and all that stuff. So, and I always like to stop and get water, get some food too, because you're going to have the resort food, but then you can also make your own food and prepare your own food. So when I came into Fiji, first there was like liquor everywhere. So Fiji's famous for its rum. Like all the Caribbean islands are famous for their rum too. And like all the islands are famous for their rum. So when you come into Fiji, there's rum everywhere. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to wait. I'm going to go to the grocery store. I'm just going to get some stuff. But the locals are so sweet, and they tell you their stories too. So it's like wonderful to come in and like hear the stories that they go on. And so like he showed me the different areas when you come into Fiji, like which areas are safe and then which areas to stay away from. And Fiji is pretty much safe anyway. But like when I went into Greece, the same thing happened. So when you're in Greece, if you act like you're from there, and so one of the best ways to do it is always to wear like earphones so that they leave you alone. Don't look at your phone as if you're lost or you're looking for a map. Have your maps talk to you on the direction to go. So if you're walking around, you'll put your MapQuest in or your Google Maps or your Apple Maps in. And then it'll tell you the directions where to walk versus watching a map as you're walking and you have a headset in. And then don't carry valuables. Don't carry valuables on you either. You know, just carry enough that that you can go shopping that day or go explore that day, and then stay local to where you're staying at, and then explore a little bit out each time. And then learn the transportation system too. So when you're traveling, you're going to be in different countries that have different languages. And if you can learn 30 different words from each of the languages or each of the countries that you're at, you're able to communicate with other people. So like learning to say hello, goodbye, thank you, you're welcome, sorry, how much? So when you're going to go buy something, you ask how much. And then if you know the cost in dollars and the translation in dollars, that helps too. But you always want to like keep all your stuff tucked away, put your things in your front pockets, not in your back pockets. I've been lucky. I have to knock on wood. I've been really lucky. I've never been attacked or robbed or anything like that when I've been traveling. I've been really safe. And so maybe that's another reason why I love to travel and I keep traveling more and more, is I've always been safe. Like I've never had any instance where I felt threatened. I've always felt safe. So each of the countries will be a little bit different. And then if you can find good people to hang around with or good locals to hang around with, and then find out their spots that they like to go, then you're able to explore those too. But always make sure that you're in well-lit areas, that you're watching your surroundings, just like you do anything else. And if you go during the day and see all of the excursions or go see the sites during the day, it's also lit up and there's a lot of people around, so you're pretty much safe too.
In Greece, it's funny. So I'm Greek, so I can speak the language almost fluently, I'd like to say, but I can understand all the writing and the menus and everything and all the directions. So when people ask you questions, you should always have one or two words that you know. Like if you go to Greece, it's like Tikanis, Kala, it's like, thank you, how are you? And also it has multiple meanings, but just really immersing yourself before you go. So learn a little bit of the language, understand some cultural preferences that they may have, because some things that you may do in Greece, you wouldn't want to do in Japan, you wouldn't want to do in Hawaii, you wouldn't want to do in the Dominican, you wouldn't want to do in Europe, like other parts of Europe. So it's really just understanding the culture, the people, and getting a taste for it before you go, so you don't look like a complete foreigner when you do go. That's almost the worst thing you can do, is to not learn a bit.
Yeah, like learn as much about the culture, learn at least 30 words to understand and to communicate with. Most languages, if you can speak those 30 different words, you'll be able to communicate almost with anybody. And then don't stand out like a sore thumb. Don't be rude. <That's> So I went to, I think it was Sicily. It was Sicily.
Oh, it's so nice in Sicily. Pickpockets are everywhere in Sicily, though.
What is?
Pickpockets.
Oh, so I haven't experienced that yet. I did go to New Orleans during Mardi Gras, though, and that was pretty prevalent. So you have to be really careful then. But I was in Sicily, and they're so funny because maybe I shouldn't say this on the air, but they don't like people from England because they're very rude when they come over. So they come in for vacation. Like they'll come into certain spots of vacation and you have to treat everyone nice. Like if you're nice and thankful and you say please and thank you and you, you know, like try and listen to the locals and be accommodating. And if something happens, you know, you're understanding and empathetic, you'll have a better experience. But I mean, when I was going to college and when I was in high school, I was in the restaurant industry and you have like a lot of tourists come in and those tourists were always like so rude. Like you're on vacation, you should be happy. Like if you're on vacation and you're a tourist, you should be happy. You're on vacation. So like, be happy, share the love. But same thing when you travel, like when you travel, you're on vacation, you're traveling, you should be grateful, you should be happy. There's nothing to be sad about. If you're in Hawaii and it rains, be happy. If you're in Hawaii and it's sunny, be happy. You know, if your flight's delayed, you're on vacation, be happy.
You're not working. Look at me like this. You're not doing your 9 to 5. You're not working. You're not thinking about having, oh, I have to go do this. I don't have any chores to do. I don't have to go do any errands. you're relaxing. As soon as you step foot out of your house, you're relaxing. You should be in the happiest mood you've ever been. And you should just try to express your happiness and show it off. And everyone will reminate happiness. And everyone will be like, was so happy to talk to you. And they'll reciprocate it. It's so nice to see it. It's so nice to feel when you go somewhere new and you're happy. There's smiles on everyone's faces. You pick up on the vibe. Everyone picks up on the vibe, and you just end up having so much more of a good time. It's just the happiness is contagious.
Yes, 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 yes. And you're probably getting a good deal because we're going to teach you how to get good deals. So I'm going to talk about a couple different accommodations. So last week we talked about different ways to fly on low air. And then I still have to post up those links for everyone. So I'll post up those links. And so I have an app out that you can find the lowest air. And so we'll post that up soon. But then you can also find great accommodations. So if you're going during like either off season, like right before season or right before season ends, like if you go into Greece or you go into Italy, the season's usually like from April to October. So if you're going not in the peak summer months, but you're going in like April or May, or you go in the fall around August, September, or October, you can get really great prices. And still the weather is beautiful. It's like 75, 80 degrees and it's perfect weather. It's not as crowded or as crazy, or there's not as many people. There's still a lot of people. There's still a lot of people vacationing. But you can get better prices. So if you pick and choose the time that you go, you can get better prices. And of course, right now is spring break because Easter's coming up on Sunday. And I found out today's a holiday in Hawaii too, and I didn't know that. So all the schools are closed, and I think the post office is closed. So there's a lot of people vacationing right now. But because it's close to Easter, the prices are better. So I'm staying in Honolulu, but I was able to go to Kona and come here for like 5 or 6 days just to visit. And I got a smoking deal because the prices, it's close to a holiday. And so the prices are lower, but the different places to book, you can go on to Expedia to get your general information and do a search. You can go on to booking.com. So if you're in Europe, booking.com has the best prices for accommodations, hotels, resorts, and even condos. They put condos up on there. Expedia is starting to do that now too. And then, or you can have a timeshare, and then you can book your timeshare, or you can bank your timeshare. Like banking your timeshare means you take your week that you own, you deposit it into a system like Interval International or Trading Places, and then they'll give you a week to trade out. So like you can say, okay, I have Maui in Hawaii on Christmas week, and I banked it like I told you guys last week, and I split it into two and got 6 weeks out of it. So now from that week, I was able to book Aruba a couple times, St. Martin a couple times, the Bahamas a couple times. So I take that week, and then it becomes now a week where I stay, and you just pay a small fee, about like $300 to stay. As long as it's available, you switch out your week. Or you can go into, let's see, we have Airbnb, hotels, resorts. What else is there? Timeshares. And then inclusives, all inclusives. So
yeah, all inclusives.
Mm. So you were in all inclusive. Tell us a little bit about that.
All inclusives are nice. Everything is included. You get your food, your drinks, the beach is all there. One thing that I have to say with all inclusives is they really push seconds, like additional spending. So they'll have a lot of shops there. They'll have, so the one that I had in specific, it was Hard Rock in Dominican Punta Cana. And they really push the higher end brands into your face right when you get in the lobby, as well as casinos. So they have their ways of making their money off of you, like additional money. But when you're there, there's one thing I could recommend to everybody is when you're at an all-inclusive, all you want to do is just, it's all-inclusive for a reason. You don't need to get anything. Don't feel pressured to buy anything. Just go there, hit the beach, hit the pools, get your drinks, bring your food to the pool and just relax, or to the beach. I'm more of a beach person myself. So I'll sit at the beach all day, or I'll go to the pool all day and I'll just kick it. And then room service. And honestly, for me personally, I love all inclusives. I love it. Every year I'll go to an all inclusive. But the off time that I'm not going to all inclusive, I prefer to stay at an Airbnb. I find that you get more immersed and you get really that taste of, oh, I got to go grocery shopping. Oh, I got to order food. Oh, I got to go out for dinner. And you really get to like go out there and have fun. I like having fun. So I'll just go even at all inclusives. I love meeting people at all inclusives. Love it. That's a great networking spot. And usually some of these all inclusives, they have conferences that go on and they'll have meetings and there's nice events and stuff. And it's great to meet people. I love meeting people. I'm a talkative person. I'm a sociable person. So if you're not, I'd say there's always something to do at an all inclusive, but like relaxing, that's what most people do. But I like meeting people. I love it. I love it. That's me.
Yeah, all inclusives are fun.
They're so much fun.
Yeah, I've been to quite a few, but they were mainly in Cancun. So I did a lot of Cancun all inclusives, and it's great. It's like kind of like, oh, cruises too. So it's kind of like a cruise also. So cruise is basically all inclusive. You have all your food. You can do your packages for your drinks. You can do your packages for your casino. And if you're a casino player, they'll actually send you special offers and give you like $400 to $1,000 credit in casino gaming, like a credit to play the casinos for free, about $1,000 worth. And they'll sometimes give you free drink packages. And they'll give you the actual cruise for like $99. And it's because if you're a casino player, they want you to go on the cruise and gamble. So they're trying to incentivize you to go ahead and book that cruise so you can do it. So I get all these casino cruises offers coming over all the time. I haven't booked one. The last cruise I've been on was before COVID. So I haven't been on a cruise. But they're... You get all the food, you get all the drink, you can play on the casinos. So it's kind of like a inclusive resort and you get your accommodations and then you get to go and visit all the different lands that you stop off at. Like if you stop in, if you're going to the Caribbean, you stop off the different locations in the Caribbean, or if they have a cruise in Hawaii too, so you can see all the islands. But on inclusives are awesome too, because like if you don't want to spend a lot of money on drinks, you put it in your inclusive package. And so all of your drinks are included. And if you know, like the price of food and the price of liquor nowadays, inclusive is usually a good deal if that's what you're going to do.
Yeah. Oh, like it's like, if you like to drink, I'd recommend going to me personally, 5-star is the lowest I go, which is kind of crazy to think about now, but with the travel hacks, I'm basically paying what most people pay for a 3-star or a 4-star to stay at a 5-star. And I paid, I think it was around 2,000 Canadian, or no, 2,000 US a person. It was around 3,000 Canadian per person, but 2,000 US per person for a week at a 5-star hotel, which is pretty good. I'm not going to lie. That was flights there and back. And the hotel stay for a week.
That includes your food and drinks too? Your inclusive
food and
part?
Drinks. Food and drinks. That's it had really the highest good. Level, VIP level, which was basically we had our own butler. Literally everything. Anything you could want, it was there. And I did the travel hack, did it booked on like the right time of the week, right time of the month. And it was spot on, perfect. Couldn't have asked for a better price for the value we got.
Yeah, that's a really good price. I mean, because normally if you go into the Bahamas or you go in the Caribbean or you go to Aruba or Hawaii, most hotels are like $300 to $800 a night just for the hotel. So staying, and then you have your food on top of it, and then going out to dinner, going out for drinks on top of that too. So you're saving a lot of money if you go to an inclusive and you book it at the right time. And same thing with cruises. Like if you can get a cruise, you'll get the accommodations on the boat, and then they usually have pools and activities and nightclubs and comedy and all the fun stuff for entertainment. And then if you're doing the package where you get the drinks too, then that's included. And if you have the casino package, you can spend your time in the casino. But then you stop off at the land and then you go explore the world and then come back onto the ship again. But yeah.
See, the casino part, really, 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 that's a hack. And you live that to the fullest. And I have to start doing that. There is the right way to go to the casino, but we can probably talk about that on another episode. But I like what you've explained to me is ridiculous. The cheap prices you're getting, the comp stays, the bonus money, the spending money you can get, the deposit bonuses. I can't believe it. Every time you tell me.
Yeah, I visit a lot of casinos, but I know how to play, just like I know how to trade. There is a hack on how to play in casinos, and I'm considered a Diamond Plus member. So I get everything comped. I get all my rooms for free. They'll fly me out for free. They'll give me free play money. I get to stay like 5 nights in the Bahamas a year. I get 3 nights in Dubai a year comped. All my hotels, flight, food. I also get food. I get like $100 dinner every year. They give me all these freebies. And then plus they'll give me free cruises and free other vacations. And so I can go anywhere.
Oh, basically. My God.
But so, I know how to gamble. I'm always ahead. So knock on wood, I don't.
I know how to knock on wood for you there. Oh,
I know how to gamble. But so, I mean, gamble's like kind of like a arcade for adults.
If that's the way you want to put it.
Yeah, it is. It's a giant arcade for adults. So you can play cards or you can play machines or play poker. But yeah, it's fun.
Playing with real money.
And also I stayed in New Orleans. New Orleans has casinos too. So I went to Mardi Gras and stayed in the casinos out there and then got comped out there during Mardi Gras. Like it's the most
of the year to be there.
Right. Yeah, it was fun. It was a blast. Yeah, I've been over a lot of places. but the travel hacks too is like we get the low air so you can find the lowest air, and then you can country hop once you're in that country. So if you go like LA to Hawaii, I'm in Hawaii now, I could go to Australia for like $150 right now, or I can go to Japan for $200 right now. And then once you go to Australia, you're in Australia, you can go to New Zealand, and that will cost like another $150. And then from New Zealand, you can go to Fiji. So you can country hop by learning the travel hacks and doing the low air. And then you're saving thousands of dollars on your travels, so you can splurge a little bit more on your food or splurge a little bit more where you're staying on the accommodations. But all vary. Like some places I'll stay in an Airbnb. Some places I'll stay in a timeshare. Some I'll stay on a resort. But I search for the lowest prices on that too, but accommodations that I want. So I like staying in accommodations that will give me a kitchenette or a refrigerator or a microwave, so that if I do go out, I'll go out and spend money and have fun. But if I want to stay in, or if I want to bring snacks, or I want to do lunch or breakfast, I can do it from my condo or my room or wherever I'm staying at. And then the other hack to do too is, when you're traveling, like if you're traveling in Ireland or you're traveling in Spain, they have happy hours. So like the States used to be fun with happy hours, where they would have food out for happy hour. But the countries do this. So like Ireland will do this too. So they'll give you specials on beer, which is awesome. And it's in the afternoon. So it's like 4 to 6 or 5 to 8. They had happy hour in Hawaii too. So you can go in for happy hour and they'll have food. So you can, you know, have snacks and fun things. If you're in Spain, they call them tapenades. And so they won't do it for the tourists. Like they'll pretend that they don't give it out for free for the tourists. But if you ask, you can order a soda even. Or if you order a soda or a beer, or you order a glass of wine or whatever you order, like something small, you can get the tapenades, you can get the appetizers. That they'll bring them out on little plates, and they're like little mini appetizers just by being there during their happy hour. And I believe Spain, if I remember, it's usually throughout the whole entire day that they'll bring it out. It's not just a specific hour. But so you can like do breakfast in your condo or your hotel, because they usually have coffee makers, and then you can do some breakfast there and then go explore during the day, go out for happy hour, and then have a late dinner. And so you're saving money, but you're exploring and you're getting the culture and hanging out with the locals and talking to the people in the bar. And when you're on your excursions and visiting the beach, you're able to meet a lot of people too. And so, and then you're able to see the locals because you're staying in all the different areas that are either locals and tourists are mixed in too.
Happy hours is like the best hour, but keep in mind all inclusives, you don't need to worry about that. That's I love all inclusives. I'm going to keep preaching for them. If you can get one, take one. If not, go for an Airbnb and make sure you look for those happy hours if you like to drink. And if not, there's always local grocery stores. And what I found when traveling, local grocery stores, local convenience stores always have the best prices. Never go, and it may even get be a little sketched out, but never go to a touristy area convenience store. They always jack up their prices. It's through the roof. You're paying the tourist fee no matter what there. But if you're in like the local area, which is like usually like 10 to 20 minutes out of like the main area, you'll get like the best deals. The best deals.
When I was in Aruba, you could walk to the grocery store. It was like a big, huge grocery store, but they had great prices too. And then you could buy liquor there. So like some of the liquor is segmented in a different area, and then the food is in a different area also. But in Aruba too, like you could take these things that look like they're not taxis and they're not Ubers, but you'll get into these buses and they'll take you like either from the cruise ship down if you're on a cruise, or from the airport down to wherever the different hotel areas. And it's only like $1 or $2. So you're able to travel around in Aruba off of that. And then you could go, if you're staying in the resorts or you're staying in the different areas, they'll take you over to the shopping areas and drop you off and then pick you up and then take you back with all your bags. So I don't drink that much because, you know, I go to the gym every day. So I don't like to drink a lot. I'll drink like once every 3 months. So an inclusive and having lots of liquor for free doesn't really do me any good. And I don't eat that much either. So I have like coffee for breakfast, and then I'll do a salad or something for lunch, and then I'll do dinner. Unless they have like something my favorite, like Maui chips, and I'm not a big chip person, but I'll do Maui chips in Hawaii. but no, so like when I travel, I'll take like fruits and nuts with me walking around, and Europe is big for salami, like salami. Oh, yeah. Cheese and crackers. I don't do crackers either, but I'll do like salami and cheese and nuts and fruit. Like going back to my heritage, going back from my European heritage, I think I picked that up from there, but that's the best.
Oh, 100% you did. 100% you did. That's right? What I walk around with. It's prosciutto, salami. You get some Coppa di Parma, and then you have, well, for me, it's crackers. You get crackers, you get your pistachios, you get your almonds. Right? Sometimes cashews, and then you'll have like some cheeses too. My fate. Oh my God.
Those are all the things I grew up on that was in our house. we had almonds, pistachios, cashews, salami, cheese, sausages. That's like what I grew up on because it's the European heritage, right?
And you'll find that everywhere. Like if you go to a European country and your background is European, you'll see all the people walk around like you do at like you're snacking at home. And right. It's so amazing to see. It's like, okay, so I actually did come from here and everyone's doing exactly what I do.
Right. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So I was in Italy and I was in Pisa. Which one? I've been all over Italy. So I'm trying to remember which part of Italy I was in. Naples. And I was there and I think I stayed in an Airbnb. So the gentleman was super sweet. Like he would cook dinner for everybody. This was a couple of years ago before COVID. And then he drove us around, and Naples drivers are just crazy drivers. It's like they'll drive around in the circle. And then you'll see bikes coming to the left, bikes coming to the right, mopeds, cars, little cars. And they're like doing bumper cars trying to get around. So he drove us around, but he took me to his local grocery store. And I kid you not, there were like 1,000 different variations of mozzarella. Like what? You could go in. So like prosciutto was super cheap too, like, cause that's their normal food. So you go there and you're in Italy and that's what they normally eat. So that's like going to the States and getting the hamburger. but he said, no, don't buy anything out on the floor. Don't buy anything from the racks or in the refrigerator section. Come over here. And so he took me over to the butcher, like where they have the cheeses, and he asked for the special cheese that's not even displayed. It's like in the back, only for certain people, and then got that mozzarella. Like, oh my gosh. It melted in my mouth.
Perks.
We're going to make everybody hungry. We're talking about food on this segment instead of traveling. Like, everybody's going to be out, like, going to get food tonight now because they're all going to be hungry. Then they're, like, talking at 6 p.m. about
food. I wouldn't blame them. I wouldn't blame them. I know what I'm doing right after this. I'm going to get food because now I'm getting hungry talking about food.
Right? And we didn't even talk about travel. We were talking about food.
We've been talking about travel.
Yeah.
It's just that travel is such a big part of culture and food as well. So it really just ties itself into it. And like, it's really just preaching to the choir about how you really need to get to know everybody. Like, when you get there, be a nice person and they'll treat you well. Like,
right.
Getting the food there is something like super valuable. Like, if you meet somebody like Elizabeth did and you go there and you talk to them, you get to know them. They'll show you the tips and tricks to get the best food. They'll show you the best restaurants. They'll tell you everything you need to know. And that is probably one of the most overlooked travel hacks. It's get to know a local. If you're staying alone or with some friends, make a local friend. That local friend will save you so much time and money. So much. And if you have family there, even better. Even better, because you can go to your family and be, hey, I want to go for a nice dinner tonight. Do you know any nice places around here? Because they're from there and they live there, and they'll give you the tips. That's all you need. That's all you need when you travel.
Yeah, and each time you come back, you can explore more and you get more familiar and you feel more at home every single time. So I've been to Greece. Oh my gosh, I don't even know how many times now, 8 or 9 times maybe. And then usually I'll stay 30 plus days whenever I go to Greece. Because every single time I go, I feel more familiar, more at home. It's comfort to me. And then taking the cruises and the ships and going out to all the islands and exploring and hanging out with the locals. And you get to hear their stories, too. So we were in Thera in Santorini and went into a taco shop. And the owner came out and just sat with us and told stories of, like, how Greece is and what happens and how they run their business and like stories of tourists. So, and then I think we're up talking till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, just listening to stories. So that's the best part, like hearing stories of other people and experiencing their culture and, you know, having a beer with them or having a taco in Greece. Santorini. And then the local little stores are so cute too, that they're like mom and pop stores over there too. And so if you go in and shop, you know, you go shop every couple of days, they get to know you and then they know what your favorite food is and they'll have it waiting for you. Like they're awesome. They're amazing.
Like so it's a lot even of fun. In Italy, the cafes in Italy, and you go in the morning and every morning you'll walk in there. If you do it for a few days, you go there to the counter and they'll have an espresso waiting for you. They'll see you walk in the door and they'll already prep one for you, and they'll have your dessert or your pastry that you want ready at the counter. You just give them like $2. Usually it's one pound or whatever the currency is there. 1 pound for the 1 peso, whatever it is for the drink, one, and then another $1 for the pastry, and you walk out and it's it just becomes a routine for them and they get to know you and you have a nice conversation with them, like a good minute conversation while you're there. Then you walk out and that's all it is. And then they know you, they know your face. I've been in that situation and they've just given me a free coffee and a free pastry some mornings. They just said, okay, have an amazing day. And then you just walk out.
They're so sweet. And when you go into the coffee, like out here in the States, everyone sits down. So if you go into Italy, you stand up at the counter and you order it and then drink it and then leave. But if you go into Greece, so it's all different. The cultures are different. If you go into Greece on Sunday, there's just families and groups of people sitting in the cafes or sitting in the little restaurants out on the patio. And they'll just sit there from the morning all the way to night and just hang out all day.
That's like all you do in Greece.
Right, on Sundays. So Sundays, nobody works. And everyone just relaxes, spends time with their family and friends, just enjoys the day. And we'll start from the morning all the way to the night and just hang out all day in the cafes and then socialize.
Oh my God. In Greece, if you go to Greece and you really get to know somebody and they're really nice and they say, "Sto spiti mou," that means come to my house. And then you'll have fun with them. That's basically their invite to travel and have fun with them. And that's basically your in.
Oh, how sweet. Yeah. Like, people are so wonderful. People are amazing. And if you embrace it and you have fun and you love to explore and love to hear stories, that's the best thing about travel, is hearing the stories. Like, who's going to carry on these stories? Who's going to remember the culture? And it's also good to visit, because then you get to see how your ancestors grew up. Like, I'm originally from California. I was born in California. My parents were from California, and then the States. And then my grandparents were too, but it's the ancestors before. And so we've carried on the traditions so we can remember the traditions. And then going into Europe and seeing everything and knowing how those traditions came from, or where they came from and how they've played out, and carrying them on, that's just like the greatest thing in the world. Like, you go down and you can smell the bakeries and you can hear the people talking, and you're walking down the cobbled streets and you're exploring, and you feel like you're back at home when you're little and your grandparents were around. But yeah, it's amazing.
I already feel like I'm traveling again. I'm immersed and I want to travel again. Yes. So let's run it again. When is the best day to book?
So usually on a Tuesday or Wednesday, not on a holiday. Don't book on a holiday, but search for travel for air or for hotel accommodations or for resorts or around a Tuesday or Wednesday. And then time of the month varies too. But usually Tuesday and Wednesday is when all the prices lower, because most people book travel on Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays because it's their weekend, they're free, it's the holiday, they have time. And so traffic is heavy, and so prices go up. But on Tuesday and Wednesday, it's the lull in the middle of the week, and so they'll lower the prices to incentivize people to travel or to book travel. And then remember also, if you're booking and you're looking on your phone or you're looking on your computer and you want to get the price again or get a lower price, go into the refresh, remove your cookies, or go into incognito and do a search. And then once you finalize and decide where you want to do, you can always make sure that you have refundable options. So like, if you're booking Airbnb or you're booking a hotel, that you have the options to book now, pay later, or you have the options to book now and cancellation within 24 to 48 hours. So you can lock in that price and then get the good price. And then if a better price comes up, you can cancel the first one and then book the second one at a better price. Expedia has that option. I think Booking does too, where you can book now and pay later. So you can book your travel out in advance. And then if you're plans change or something happens, or you decide to go somewhere else, or you find a better price, you haven't put any money out, but you still have that travel locked in. And then airlines have, you know, the option to make changes or to cancel your flight and get a refund or travel insurance. And then having travel insurance on top of it, I'll put those in too. So travel insurance is about $150 a month. As long as you're over 100 miles away from your main location, you can travel as much as you want until you return back. And then it usually covers about $10,000 for the entire trip. It covers $35,000 in rental car. It covers emergency evacuation, trip interruption, trip cancellation, baggage lost, and then per diem day, about $250, and it only costs about $150. It also covers your air. So if your air was canceled and you have to rebook your air, you'll get reimbursed for that. And most airlines, you have to fight to get reimbursed, or they'll give you a meal or they'll keep you delayed for 8 or 9 hours. But that's where travel insurance comes in and plays out. So we have cheap air, low cost air, but in luxury flying, right? You get the
fares,
you get what everybody else gets, but at the lowest price. And then we have low-cost accommodations at luxury five-star resorts, but you get the lowest price than anybody else. And then we have the travel hacks on how to have inclusive or have a condo or have food delivered or Uber Eats or what's the other one that does food delivery? You have those options.
There's so many.
Right. So there's a lot of things like you can feel at home wherever you go. And also bring your earphones, bring a pack of gum, charge your phone,
bring your
phone charges, an empty water bottle. Don't leave it in the Uber like I did. Don't forget your sunglasses and your keys.
Don't lose your sunglasses in the ocean.
Right. Make sure you have your passport with you as backup. Make sure you carry 3 credit cards and 2 separate. Don't carry the credit cards in the same spots. Make sure you have different credit cards in different locations so that if you lose one or it gets hacked or something happens, you have your other credit cards as backup. So you can tuck those away. You can also make photocopies of your credit card. But now because of iPhones, we usually have it in our Apple iPhone. So I was in Hawaii before and lost my credit card. And I had to reorder it, but they put it into my Apple phone before I got it delivered. So that was awesome. But anyway, we're coming to a close. It's been wonderful.
It's been amazing.
Aloha, everybody. I'll be in Hawaii next week too, but we might talk about something else next week. So maybe. Stick around. You never
know. Everybody.
Thank you. Aloha.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.